is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
green bats tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here. This is hour number two. Dr. Judy Woods with us. And I just wanted to mention, meet up on Monday night. Dr. Norman Shealy is going to be with us. It's going to be a type 2 diabetes clinic. And he's going to offer clinical trials starting right at the restaurant, Ziggy's, Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. That's 5:30. We start Monday night. And for 10 people, you will get the supplies that you need for this clinical trial. And Dr. Shealy is going to pay for all of it. And he will be providing the medical assistance, diagnosis, and plan for you. So I'm sure we're going to have a packed restaurant. If you are interested, get there early, please. We're going to start at 5:30 Monday. Information is on the website, usaprepares.com. Also, Mike Parsons, usaprepares.com instructor from Tennessee, will be coming up. And he is bringing a gooseneck trailer full of 55-gallon plastic barrels or drums. These have removable lids with a latch-type clamp. They are waterproof, and they are food-grade plastic. They are black, so you can use them for solar water heating if you want, solar storage. You can put whatever you want to bury in the barrels, in the barrels. They have a removable lid. And I'm buying four of them for my farm so I can put our feed for our chickens and some of our dogs in them. I'm buying at least four. I might buy six of them. We might have 30, 40, 50 of these plastic drums. So $30 a piece. That's our cost. You may have them at our cost. You can put water in them, food in them. That's Monday. And you'll have to pick them up. You can't just say you want them and not take them because they're going to be there. It's a one-shot deal if you want them. That's Monday. Ziggy's, Sunshine, and Glenstone. Mike Parsons will be speaking on stage right after Dr. Norman Shealy. And he's going to be talking about what it's like to run for office and then suffer the consequences of being arrested. Dr. Judy Woods with us, and I have in the studio with me a copy of her manual. The evidence, the encyclopedia, where did the towers go? I'm talking about 9/11, evidence of directed free energy technology. Dr. Judy Wood, BS, MS, PhD. And Dr. Judy Wood, it is so good to have you in the broadcast classroom with us.
Well, thank you very much.
And Dr. Wood, we have learned so much from you about where did the towers go. This is our fifth in a series, 101, 102, 103, 104, we've already done. And this is number 105, a college class in Where Did the Towers Go? So I'm at page 117 in the book. And the reason I'm at that page is that's kind of where we would start from leaving off previously. And it's fascinating, Dr. Wood, because when we look at the material that came down from the building, we would expect it to travel much farther than it did. And we would expect much less dust than we saw. Can you tell us about the material?
Debris.
And yeah, and right.
Yeah,
where's the
that
debris?
Picture on page 117, where is the material?
That's exactly
you see
right.
The,
you take
the building?
A building?
Kind of in the center of the picture, that's building six with the hole in the middle, you know, half the building's missing. Mm-hmm. And it's an eight-story building. It towers over anything mm-hmm. else in that picture.
Yes, it does.
And, you know,
so what we're looking at, But what we're saying, class, for those of you that don't have the benefit of seeing these pictures, what we're saying is when the building came down, when the building turned to dust, there should be a whole pile of rubble at the bottom. There should be concrete, glass, toilets, pipes, desks, furniture, filing cabinets, printers, copiers, windows. It's not there. Where did it go? That's
lunch
the question. And so, Dr. Wood, please help us with this.
And it also went away too quickly. If it all did collapse down at the speed of free fall, which people often say, it was actually it went away faster than that. But if it was at free fall, to get the roof down to the ground, you know, smashing the building, the insides have to go somewhere. They'd be having to squirt out at faster than Mach 1, about halfway down, the average speed, that is. And by the time it gets to the ground, it's like Mach 1.4. But the stuff from the center of the building, it's like Mach 2.5. That it would have to squirt out to get out of the way. So you should hear some, you know, sonic booms. You should also see the adjacent buildings would be looking like they were machine gun fired. And that didn't happen. You can see in that picture of 117, the faces of the buildings do not look machine gun fired, as far as you can tell. Now, you know, if the building is coming apart and pieces falling off of it, how far do those pieces fall? Well, the furthest away from the building any solid material was found was 400 feet. In order for it to get out there, how fast, if it came from the top part of the building, how fast would it have to be shot out horizontally? Assuming no horizontal air resistance even, to get to that distance by the time it reached the ground. That's 30 miles an hour. If it was shot out from halfway down, that's 42 miles an hour. Those are not the speeds of explosives. That's the speed of something getting buckled and, you know, sprung. So, you know, think of a bow, like in archery. Mm-hmm. You know, it bends, and if you held onto the string and not the bow would shift. It, mm-hmm. You know, it might dislodge itself by some distance. So pushing down on a column, it might spring out like a spring some distance. But, you know, it's no distance that you would expect for something even falling over. These buildings were a quarter of a mile tall. Wouldn't you expect that to, you know, tip over somewhere?
Absolutely.
So just a few solid pieces scattered around the base. And, you know, going on to page 120, again, looking at the images, we see a building in the foreground that's 40 stories tall, and this thing looks like a snowball behind it, which is the dustifying part of Tower 2. When I say snowball, it's round. It's got some squirts coming out of the top of it, but below that level, the building still looks intact. There might be some haze coming right out of it, but yeah, the building is still intact. So where'd all that dust come from? Does that dust account for two-thirds of the building? Approximately two-thirds of the building is missing at that point, and it hasn't hit the ground. That's remarkable. It's turned into this ball of dust at that point. And another way we know this is, you know, the last picture on that page is the cleaned-out bathtub, and you can see the shiny kind of base there. That's the bottom basement floor of where Tower 1 had stood. And behind that, you can see all the levels of the parking garage under Building 6. You know, the red level, the yellow level, the blue level.
Dr. Wood, if explosives were used in the demolition of this building, wouldn't we see these steel beams traveling vertically, puncturing the concrete floor in the basement, in the bathtub, as we're calling it? I mean,
the bathtub wall would be ruptured.
Mm-hmm.
That's a delicate wall, and it also is used to having, like what you see the parking garage level, that helps stabilize that wall because you have pressure of the water table on the other side. This is below sea level. So you have pressure of the water on the other side, so you need something to counter it. It doesn't have that, and it still is holding. So you bet if it was hit with a big hammer, you know, a wrecking ball or something, it's going to at least get ruptured and spring a leak.
Okay.
And that didn't
so
happen.
Are we now at the point where we're talking about the claims for controlled demolition?
Yes. And let's go through those, because so many people are led into this, and they come to believe it. I don't want people to believe me or believe anyone else. I want them to know for themselves. And to do that, you really need to look at the pictures. But let's look at these items that convince people it's controlled demolition. They say it was, you know, rapid onset. Well, that's not a unique character of controlled demolition. It also was more rapid than it would be for controlled demolition. Now, controlled demolition, you hear bang, 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 and then the building starts moving. You know, we didn't hear that, and we didn't see it. Number two, the sound of explosions. Well, bombs go boom, but not everything that goes boom is a bomb. If you don't believe me, put an egg in your microwave oven, you know, a whole raw egg, and then see what happens. That doesn't mean it's a bomb that blows up.
It sure sounds like it's an explosion, that's for sure. That you
right.
hear. I mean, you hear a big boom when you put an egg. I mean, just I don't want to recommend that we try it, because it makes
right.
a mess. There's egg everywhere, top, bottom, left, right, everywhere.
And do you think in that big office building that, you know, where 50,000 people were working, that there's some secretary that had a can of hairspray in there? And
absolutely.
I think we know what happens when you put hairspray into a fire.
Mm-hmm.
And that in itself would cause an explosion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, putting aerosol cans. There's probably lots of aerosol cans, and then there's also lots of pressure vessels. Because water is so, you know, tough to pump to the top, you bet they want to make best use of it. I call it turbo toilets, where the public toilets where they use air pressure to get
yes.
more gustus, they don't have to use much water. So
mm-hmm.
they have pressurized air tanks. Well, those are going to get ruptured, and at some point they're going to go boom.
And hot right. water heaters. I'm sure there are hot
oh,
water
yeah.
heaters all over.
And water tanks, because you have water tanks all the way up the building, because you don't pump from the ground to the roof. You pump 10 floors or so at a time. Otherwise, you have way too much head to pump, and everything would just siphon out immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, number three is squibs, or what you know people are calling squibs, because they see squirts coming out of the building. Well, actually, we should have seen a lot more squirts coming out of the building. If you're mashing that roof to the ground, we've discussed how many, you know, cubic feet of material must be ground up and squirting out those windows, and we didn't see that.
Dr. Wood, hold that thought. Hold that thought. Dr. Judy Wood, we'll be right back.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The Freeze-Dried Feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, it's always a pleasure to have Dr. Judy Wood with us. We're talking about 9/11. We're talking about Where Did the Towers Go? Her book, about 500 pages, Where Did the Towers Go? Evidence of Directed Free Energy Technology on 9/11. If you'd like to go to our website, it's an easy way to do it. Go to usaprepares.com, usaprepares.com, and there's a link on page one, right at the top there. It's at the top of page one. You can click on it. There's a link that'll take you right to her website, Where Did the Towers Go, or drjudywood.com. Dr. Wood, we're talking about squibs. Please continue. The material squirting out of the building.
Right. That's a real problem, because if you have, you know, all the furnishings and innards of the building, you've got to go somewhere if you're going to squash right. The building down to the ground and launch it out the windows or wherever. And there wasn't enough material getting knocked out. In conventional controlled demolitions, they remove everything that's not nailed down and everything that is nailed down. Any walls they can remove. Of course, they remove windows, because anything in the building is going to be launched out and will decapitate somebody somewhere. Mm-hmm. So that's what they remove, everything possible. So it's just a hollow exterior. So if you have a fully furnished office building, with, imagine a Coke can on the windowsill. That becomes a missile if you blow up the building. But we didn't see this stuff flying out. You saw every once in a while something squirting out about at the levels where you'd expect water tanks. So you can't tell exactly what that is, but it's not consistent with a bomb going off. It's more consistent with a water tank spraying out. But
Dr. Wood, when I was at the university, I have an analogy here. When I was at the university back in the 1970s, there was a guy who on our hall who was the resident assistant, and his job was, to be the policeman of we the students. And we didn't like this guy so much, so we took a 11 by 14 manila envelope and we filled it with shaving cream. And then we put the open end of this big manila envelope under his door to his dorm room. And then we placed a book on that envelope filled with shaving cream. And then we jumped on the book. And what happened was that squirted all that shaving cream all over his room. So that's what we're talking about, right?
Yes, exactly. It's got to go somewhere. And why didn't we see stuff squirting way out?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, just doing that covered his entire room. I mean, there was shaving cream everywhere, ceiling,
now,
floor.
Now, imagine if you had all sorts of pinholes through that vanilla envelope. You know, you'd get a knife and slash it up. It wouldn't have worked.
Right.
It would have
just
out right there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the towers look like to me. The reason why it was frothing up all over is the building itself became porous. That it couldn't. That's why it wasn't squirting out the windows. If you took a big million ton block and put it on the top and tried to squash the building down, the stuff having to come out like wringing out a sponge, it would have been coming out the windows before the walls crumbled. But the whole thing became porous and crumbled. Otherwise, you would have had, the adjacent buildings would have looked machine gun fired by the stuff squirting out. So the deal of, the idea of explosive squibs doesn't fly. Number four is dust clouds. Well, yeah, but dust clouds aren't, unique to conventional controlled demolition. And the ones that we saw on 9/11 were definitely not consistent with conventional controlled demolition. They went up and up and up into the atmosphere. In conventional controlled demolition, the dust does not rise much above the original height of the structure.
Mm-hmm.
And in Seattle, when they blew up the Kingdom, they said, wow, there was dust all over downtown for almost 20 minutes. Well, in Manhattan, we had it for, not just minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, but years.
Yes.
There's something else going on there to do that.
Mm-hmm.
The vertical progression. Well, that's not unique of conventional controlled demolition. Actually, conventional controlled demolition is they slice and dice the building, slam the parts to the ground, they get busted up on the ground, and that's where the dust comes from. It doesn't start from the top down.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Yep. Dr. Wood, we don't have a shortage of breaks here at,
at
USAPrepares.com. We're working on it. We're working on it. I talked to our engineer about that this morning. Dr. Judy Wood, where did the towers go? DrJudyWood.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been, thankfully, the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes, for today's modern smoker.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
During the commercial breaks, I had a chance to talk with Dr. Judy Wood. And we are working toward having her come to the expo, the Get Prepared Expo, and doing an in-depth presentation for you at the expo. So she would like to do it, and we're doing everything that we can to make that happen. And she'll bring her books, and you'll be able to purchase autographed copies of the same book that I have in front of me, Where Did the Towers Go? Absolutely magnificent research on what happened. And class, the reason that we are spending about 16 one-hour broadcasts on this is teaching you how to open your eyes, possibly close your ears to what you're being told, and look at it with your own eyes. I am certain, and I mentioned this during the commercial break with Dr. Wood, that I'm certain that people all over the world listening to this saying, wait a minute, yeah, I saw that, what she's saying. But they were told it was something else. Dr. Judy Wood, let's continue with the vertical progression, please.
Okay. Vertical progression is, maybe it's something that is present in conventional controlled demolition, but it's not unique of it. But vertical progression from top to bottom is not even consistent with conventional controlled demolition, because conventional controlled demolition is, slice and dice the building and slam it to the ground, and hitting the ground is what breaks it up.
Mm-hmm.
So taking a building apart from the top down makes no sense, because you're removing the weight. So how can you slam anything down after that? It's not consistent with conventional controlled demolition. Symmetrical. Well, who says it was symmetrical? And that's not a characteristic unique of conventional controlled demolition. Sometimes they have a building topple over one direction or another to lean away from valuable buildings that they want to leave intact.
Mm-hmm.
They just, control where it goes. And this wasn't really symmetrical. It was, comprehensive. The whole building got dustified, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Not every single spec, but close. And then there's people that say, well, how much energy is required? Well, enough. And it had enough, because the buildings aren't there anymore. A lot of people feel that it's important to calculate how much energy would be required. Well, you'd need to know what the mechanism was in order to determine the energy required for it. But why are you calculating that? What's that going to show you, that the buildings are there or that they're gone? Just go look. They're gone. Done. Whatever energy was used, it was enough, because the job got done. So, guessing what mechanism it was, those calculations are just make-believe. That doesn't prove what happened by guessing a mechanism and then making calculations. So that isn't really appropriate. Then there's this, number eight is this discussion of this orange stuff that was dripping out of a window from the tipping top of Tower 2 or before it tipped. And they rumored that it's high heat. Well, if it's just dripping out of one corner, how is it destroying the evidence of the symmetrical destruction of the building? So right there, it contradicts the symmetry claim. But also, it's orange stuff that's coming out of the window. It doesn't mean that it is hot. Yes, hot things glow, but not everything that glows is hot. And if you'll notice carefully, that orange stuff coming out of the window goes over the aluminum cladding, yet doesn't melt the aluminum cladding. So how can it be that hot? If something's hot enough to glow, it's over 1,000 degrees, maybe 1,200 degrees centigrade, and aluminum melts at 660. So aluminum for sure should be melted if you get this hot stuff pouring over it. So there's something else going on there. We can't say what it is, except that it's orange and it looks like it's glowing. That's all we know. But that also is not, a hallmark of conventional controlled demolition. And this last one, angle cut column. They think that somehow proves that it was controlled demolition. This one picture of an angle cut column. Well, they have to determine what time it was. And I happen to know the photographer of that particular picture, and it was taken weeks after 9/11. And you can tell just looking at the picture that it was, because, they removed debris more and more. They got lower and lower, and there was more and more dirt there. Well, you see these mounds of dirt. You didn't see that on 9/11. So you know that picture was after that, when they brought in lots of dirt, and it's way down below the lobby level. But more importantly, let's say you have a hacksaw and you're going to cut through a column. Which column are you going to cut through? Look at the cover picture of the book. I call it the bubbler. It looks like a drinking fountain. It's kind of, those endless drink fountains that are always on. Which column do you cut to produce the effect you see in that picture?
Wouldn't cut any of them. I mean,
cutting
all
a column
I see is
isn't going to do that.
Right.
Right. And cutting a column of a building doesn't do that. You know, so this angle cut column looks like it was done with a cutting torch. You know, it was weeks afterwards it was. I mean, I know the person who witnessed who cut it. And you have to clean up. I mean, you remember at the end of the day, there were these freestanding columns.
Mm-hmm.
I call wheat checks, these units, the prefab units, but the lobby levels, there was one column that went into three, so you can tell where the lobby was. Those things were left freestanding. How do they take those down? Does a guy shinny up the thing like a tree and then get out his cutting torch? No, that's too hard. Does he sit in a bucket or get out of a bucket dangling from a big crane? And no, that's too hard, but what he can do from the bucket is set up thermite and then have him swing the, you know, light it and get it ignited and get it going and swing the crane away while the thing burns through and then drops to the ground. Then they can cut it up and cart it away. It, you know, was used during the cleanup. Because they have these blast columns they need to cut up to take away. So, seeing an angle cut column does not indicate anything about what happened to the building. And it doesn't seem to have any relationship to what happened to the building. But it's a distraction that's used. And a lot of people like to have a smoking gun or, you know, have the answer.
Mm-hmm.
But for the answer to have any kind of meaning, the evidence has to connect to that answer and be consistent with it. And the evidence was not. The majority of the building turned to dust in midair. By the time the dust cloud cleared, by noon, most of the material was gone. Gone with the wind in terms of dust. As
what
I think
about,
it was justified.
What about the people who say, yeah, it was thermite and it was nuclear devices, mini nukes, suitcase nukes? Because back in the 1990s, I was talking with Bo Greitz, Colonel Bo Greitz, and he said that there were 100 suitcase nuclear weapons walking around the world.
If he knows there's that many, he must know where they are to count them.
But what I'm saying is people are jumping to that conclusion also. They're saying, what about the mini nukes?
It makes you wonder if they've taken too many multiple choice tests and they're used to just coloring in a dot, you know, for whatever mm-hmm. answer, for checking off mm-hmm. an answer that of what they're given. But if you're given a false choice, there's no way you can get the right answer.
Now, I'm not saying that Bo Greitz said that was the reason. What I am saying is he mentioned to me and to many other people, I'm sure, that there are these nuclear weapons, these suitcase nuclear weapons walking around the planet. They're available. And,
right.
And what I'm so then the next conclusion that people talk about is, whoa, what about nuclear weapons taking this building down? Because that's one of the most powerful things that we know about in terms of destruction on the planet. So I can see where people could jump to that conclusion. Can you address that?
If you blew it up with a bomb, you'd have a seismic signal that would be, you know, an appropriate seismic signal. And that didn't
mm-hmm.
happen.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a big bomb go off, you destroyed the bathtub. That didn't happen. There's a lot of things that go with bombs, as well as, you remember Hiroshima.
Mm-hmm.
It's a crude bomb, I know, but you see how much stuff was scorched? It doesn't just crumble the building. I mean, it scorches everything. Everything, not some things, including paper.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one thing striking about the World Trade Center remains. Who was it? I don't know if it was Scott Pelley or someone else who was saying that, you know, the paper was everywhere, maybe because we have so much of it. It's kind of funny. But noting that was about the only thing that was left was paper. And paper burns pretty easily, especially, you know, loose and flying around.
Mm-hmm.
It can catch fire easily. But, you know, as far as nukes, mini nukes, big nukes, little nukes, in between size nukes, and I thought there was some issue also with critical mass in order to get a reaction going. So you can't have really a nano nuke, or, you know, one atom nuke, just But anyway, you know, do they exist is one question, but that's not so much the problem, is, you know, what signatures do they leave behind? Well, remember when Chernobyl blew up? I've got this image in my book of where it was measured all over the planet. You could see the path it took as it swirled around the planet. People everywhere would be able to measure it. Nobody detected any nukes going off that day. And, you know, a lot of countries, you keep a watch out, and you know if somebody's done a nuclear test because you pick up not only the seismic signature of it, but you might pick up radiation if it goes anywhere. But Geiger counters down in southern Manhattan didn't pick up anything unusual. So you need to have lots of, you know, things that go along with the signature of it. You know, nuclear weapons explode, but the towers didn't explode. They turned to dust.
There's no question about it, Dr. Judy Wood. If one takes the time to look at the photographic evidence that you have in your book, where did the towers go? You'll see, the towers went to dust. Literally, they went to dust. And so much of the material that you would expect at the base of the building is gone. It's missing.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The Freeze-Dried Feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes, and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily, in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that laws have been passed that would allow the federal government to pick you up unknown to others, without legal advice, be held indefinitely, no one knowing where you can be located? The United States is fast becoming a dictatorship with no opposition. Another law that's making its way out of committee would revoke your citizenship even if they accuse you of being a terrorist. Is this what Americans want? Dictatorship? We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. You've got your.
Take my. You've got me. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class, Dr. Judy Woods with us. We're talking about where did the towers go? Evidence of free energy technology on 9/11. Dr. Judy Wood is with us, and there's a link on the website, usapreparers.com. Page number one, it'll take you to her website. You'll see a post there. It'll take you right to her post, her website. And if you'd like, you may order the books directly from her website. Class, the reason we're doing this is we want to teach you how to think. And Dr. Judy Wood could do that in less than, she can tell you the answer in less than 16 broadcasts. But this class is to teach you how to think, how to open your eyes and see for yourself. Don't believe what you hear on the news. Verify it for yourself. Dr. Judy Wood, are we at the point where we're going to talk about thermite?
Well, it's still going down the list for nukes, mini nukes, in between
okay.
size
All
nukes,
right.
mini micro nano nukes,
sure. okay.
whatever size somebody wants. Some people say, well, you didn't include in between size nukes. But whatever the
okay.
nuclear process is, it explodes. And this building didn't explode. It looked like a peeling banana where the peels mm-hmm. turn to dust before they hit the ground. And also, it wasn't hot, as in there's no significant ionizing radiation. I'm not saying no ionizing radiation, because it was tritium that was found, but it was not of the order you would expect with a nuke, or lots of little nukes, or in-between-size nukes. And also, mm-hmm. the bathtub survived. We talked about that. Now, if the bathtub hadn't survived, you know, nukes are hot. They make heat, lots of heat, lots and lots of heat. If the bathtub had been ruptured at all, water comes in from the Hudson. And you mix heat with water, and what do you get? A steam explosion. And that's mm-hmm. what destroyed the Chernobyl power plant, was a leak in the water. It was hot, and it was a steam explosion. Well, we didn't see a steam explosion. That right there is enough to, you know, wipe that out. And, of course, the Richter scale wasn't enough to account for any kind of a bomb going off, nuclear or otherwise. And let's see, no evidence of the high heat. You know, we covered that. There's massive amounts of unburned paper. And there's 14 survivors in stairwell B. There's two even above stairwell B where the building didn't survive, and they walked out on their own. So they're riding on top of the nukes. They ride them cowboy. You know, mm-hmm. How do you get people sitting on top of a nuke and have a nuke go off and they walk away? It doesn't make sense mm-hmm. if you say the nuke destroyed the building. And there's, you know, multiple nukes or mini nukes or whatnot that were detonated throughout the building in a sequence. What about the shockwave of one affecting the next? Wouldn't it interfere with each other?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that becomes another issue. So there's a whole lot of problems with that, and none of the evidence matches what happened. You know, what happened does not match with what a nuke would do.
We have heard from the witnesses that they did not hear these explosions, these big, loud sounds. They heard some popping of the Scott packs, but they haven't. No one reported the sounds of war.
Right, right. It was really strange. Like there's some folks that came out of building two. Building one, while two was going away, turning into dust, they came out and they thought they came out the wrong door because there's supposed to be a tower there and there wasn't. They didn't realize that tower two was gone. And there is that story I heard from somebody who actually worked in tower one on the 27th floor. And he realized he wasn't going to get any more work done that day because it's mayhem, you know, things all over the place, sirens going on. So he got up his stuff and, you know, went downstairs and was going to head to the ferry terminal. He walked past Tower 2. He didn't realize it had a problem, but he saw there was some smoke. So he thought, okay, fire's got out of control. Got down to the ferry terminal, and somebody came running up saying Tower 2 just collapsed. And they thought that was an idiot because they didn't feel anything hit the ground. They didn't hear anything hit the ground, and the building was in good shape when he passed by it. But when they got out in the Hudson,
Dr. Judy
they looked
Wood.
Back, see, it was gone.
Dr. Wood, we're out of time. When we come back and do 106, why don't we start with thermite? Dr. Judy Wood, link on the website, page one. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next? It's up to you.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.